Cast your vote up to 5 times per day at angels.com/allstar.
Angels baseball is less than 5 hours away here on Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Horse racing fans, the Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit is back in beautiful Orange County. It's the LA County Fair Summer Thoroughbred Meet at Los Alamitos, with 8 great days of racing starting on Saturday, June 22nd. First post, 1 p.m. Pacific. The opening day program will include the $100,000 Bertrando Stakes. Plus, the summer meet will include the running of the Los Alamitos Derby on Saturday, June 29th. We'll also have a holiday racing program on Thursday, 4th of July. Plus, we'll host our on-track handicapping contest on Saturday, July 6th. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Contest format and rules are available at losalamitos.com. The card will feature our biggest race of the meet, the $200,000 Great Lady M Stakes. And when the sun goes down, the fun continues with Night Racing's Best Bets, the Los Alamitos Early and Late Pick Fours, plus our traditional Pick Six. Daytime racing action is back at Los Alamitos. Opening day is Saturday, June 22nd.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24-7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than 3 decades. Call now at 626-448-6455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse, with thrilling thoroughbred racing action and the best of quarter horse racing, plus Night Racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours. And our $10,000 pick six promo. We'll add $10,000 into the pick six pool on Sunday if there's not a carryover. The field for our first Grade 1 Futurity Final is now set for Sunday, June 16th. And what a field it will be. Fastest qualifier up to party improved to a perfect 2-for-2. While Norco lived up to expectations with another great victory. Plus kindergarten runner-up My Bud, the undefeated Big Hurt, and the standout Devil's Tower. What a race it'll be. the Ed Burton Million Final on Sunday, June 16th. Join us for live racing action in the Vessels Club at Los Alamitos. Call 714-820-2681. And don't forget about Burgard Sports Bar. Make your plans to join us for this blockbuster of a race and come out with your friends. We're all about the horse players. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Wilman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by World Class Racing at Spectacular Santa Anita, now through June 16th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By the Ragazin Sheets, get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, and free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Legacy Ranch, where stands the Red Hot Sire, Clubhouse Ride, and Straight Fire. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. By Endeavor Farm, owned by Mark Sakalakis in Versailles, Kentucky. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Wilman.
Thank you, and a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us on what's shaping up as I think a tremendous closing day today at Santa Anita. This meet officially known as the Hollywood Meet at Santa Anita, day 29, but of course it's been a marathon. The regular winter spring meet, the classic meet, started the day after Christmas, and here we are heading into July, and the curtain's coming down today at the great race place. 12 races in all. Please make note, we get started early because of the number of races. 12:30 p.m. first race post time, our main event, the traditional closing day feature for Santa Anita, and that's going to be the Grade 3 San Juan Capistrano at a mile and three quarters on turf. They start at the top of the hill, come under the wire once, and then the race is on as they head up the backside going that marathon, mile and three quarters. So many great performances over the years, and as we've noted in the past, this race really, really was something back in the day, if you will, prior to the Breeders' Cup. I remember William Leggett, he had a quote saying that this was the toughest grass race in North America to win. Jane Goldstein used to have that in the program, and it really was. It's been impacted by the racing schedule, the emphasis now on the back end of the year, of course, with the Breeders' Cup turf and so on. But make no mistake about it, all this race needs is a few more zeros, and I think you could get it back to a grade one and really have a marquee event to point for, and nobody else can come close to this race. Nobody has the facility to be able to put on this kind of a show with one race, the San Juan Capistrano. Anyway, today, the 6-5 morning line favorite on John White's morning line, by the way, his last day, 50 years in racing. It all started for John in Eastern Washington. It comes to a close today, and we've got John queued up here for the first part of the show right after Jonathan Hardoon. Planetario, the defending champion in the San Juan, the 6-5 morning line favorite for Richard Mandela with Hector Berrios aboard. And Mandela successful yesterday in the possibly perfect with Linda's Gift. 50 cents on the dollar, and she ran like it. Great job by Tiago Pereira. She just exploded and won off as she pleased, and a big, big win at 1-2. Okay, let's get back to upstate New York right now. A lot to talk about. Some big races yesterday all over the place, and have a little chat with Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Cheats from Saratoga Springs. Hey, John, good morning. Happy Father's Day to you.
Good morning, Mike. Happy Father's Day to you and all the dads as well. And, Mike, a special congratulations to John White on his last day.
Yes, sir.
He's the best of the best. There is no one close to him, Mike. I play tracks all over the country. I deal with players all over the country. And everyone will say the same thing. No one did a better job than John White at making the morning line. He took it serious. If he got it wrong, and people get it wrong sometimes, it aggravated him, and that just shows what a real professional he was. And players will miss him. Believe me, he was terrific.
I guarantee you this. Nobody in the history of this game as a line maker put more time and effort into his job. Hey, was he wrong occasionally? Oh, man, you do that job. I mean, and everything you do, it's there. It's in the program, you know. If I could just say maybe John had one fault over the years, I think he got a little bit too sensitive at times, you know, because people are going to second guess. That's just the nature of the game. John White is in a league of his own. I can't wait to talk to him. Great job by Frank Miramati yesterday in calling the race. He gave John his props before, during, and then a really nice winner's circle ceremony afterwards. I enjoyed watching it on the satellite signal. I really did.
So did I, Mike, and he was sensitive about it because he cared about it.
No doubt.
He cared about the job. If he messed up, believe me, no one was more aggravated than him.
Yeah.
I felt for him because I knew that he would be sick over it, and that's how serious he took the job. And everyone in this world took their job like he took his job, well, this place would be a lot better. Believe me, I
agree with you. Hey, John, let's talk about yesterday, Monmouth Park. Hats off to everybody back there. A huge day. It was a prep for the Haskell. That's going to be on July 20th. Of course, the Grade $1 million Haskell. We saw a big, big performance in the Naira Betts Pegasus at a mile and a 16th. Blinkers on yesterday for Tuscan Sky, Todd Pletcher, Javier Castellano. I mean, this horse looks sensational, I thought, John.
Yeah, I mean, there were five horses across the track going down the backstretch, and he survived. Not only did he survive, but he drew off and won by about eight. So take nothing away from him. It was only career start number four, you know, second time around, two turns, and maybe the horse has a bright future. They say that that's the stepping stone for the Haskell. I'm sure he'll try to show up there. You know, it's not an easy spot for him, but he's getting better. Only four starts, and each race has been better than the previous one.
John, I know you had a heads up because you deal with Ronnie Anderson. I don't think I'm out of line by saying Ronnie's a good customer of yours with the Rags and Cheats. The top agent in the country, Ronnie Anderson, some big news. He is not going to have Johnny Velasquez at Saratoga because Frankie Dettori is going, and I guarantee you, John, that is going to be something to behold. Seeing Frankie there on a regular basis. And, of course, Joel Rosario is also going to be working under the supervision, if you will, of Ronnie Anderson. So, accordingly, Johnny V is going to go over to Kira McLaughlin, who already has Luis Saez, who's on a roll having just won the Belmont. But I don't know. I think this might be a temporary thing. Well, Ronnie will get Johnny V back down the road, maybe right after Saratoga. Who knows? That's their business, but... boy, did that catch my eye when I saw Johnny V is no longer going to be represented by Ron Anderson at Saratoga, and Frankie Dettori going. Looking forward to it very much.
Yeah, it came as a surprise to a lot of people, Mike, to be honest with you, but I think you're right. I think maybe it's a rent-a-jock for the summer deal. Who knows?
Yeah.
Because I'm sure Dettori's not going to obviously stay here after Saratoga. He'll go back either to California or to Europe, wherever. But I'm sure maybe, you know, Johnny V and Ron Anderson will hook up later down the road. But for the time being, Louis Saez, his agent, Karen McLaughlin, who used to be a trainer, will now have both Louis Saez and Johnny V booked. And listen, Saratoga, they're going to have the Ortiz brothers. They're going to have Flavian Pratt.
Wow.
This colony is going to be loaded, as will Del Mar's, I'm sure. And it's just going to be a great summer of racing, and everybody's looking forward to it. And by the way, yesterday, Monmouth set a new single-day handle with $11 million bet. Without Haskell Day, that is a record. So
good for them.
The game's in good shape, Mike. It's not going
it
anywhere.
Is.
If you give the people a product, they're going to come and play, and that's the situation we're in.
This game remains incredibly popular. I think Santa Anita's going to have a big, big day today to close things off. 12 races overall. Hey, we're talking about jockeys. I got to kind of get everybody's, let them know. Jay Hovde's got a nice story, feature story on the great Eddie Delahousse. It's at bloodhorse.com. Talks about a lot of things, and Eddie was emphatic. Let everybody know, I'm no longer on the Louisiana Racing Commission. They made a big mistake by junking a bunch of medication rules and everything that had come with the advent of HISA. They got some extreme blowback, and they reversed their decision right away. But Eddie D, hey, there's more to life. He just decided it was time to do other things. But enjoyed reading the story, and Eddie was upfront also about his best friend, Ray Sabil, going into the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame this coming Saturday, June 22nd. That's going to be a big deal for those guys down there.
Yeah, it's a shame when these great riders, you know, walk away from the game. I don't know if they're walking away from the game, but they're just not as involved. The other week you had Russell Bayes, you know, the whole story with Russell Bayes, and now Eddie D, you know, you need these people in the game. They were great for the game when they were, well, when they were involved riding, and it's a shame. I would like to see them more involved personally. But you're right, Mike, he had to walk away from the Louisiana thing. That was ridiculous what they were doing. They were allowing horses to run with clenbuterol or whatever it was. And, you know, they nipped that in the butt in a hurry when they found out all the big barns like the Cox barn and other barns wouldn't be shipping in to run at fairgrounds because of those new stupid rules. So they took a step back and they got smart.
They reversed it right away. Got to give them credit for that. You mentioned Russell Bayes. I got to, you know, we had Jerry Hollendorfer on last week. I was really happy with the way that went, John. I really was. And Jerry is obviously a guy who's been through a lot. Ron Flatter has got, I have not heard it yet, but he's got Hollendorfer and Russell Bayes together on the Ron Flatter Racing Pod. It's not tough to find. And I'm looking forward to listening to that here in the next day or two. Because to my knowledge, Russell really hasn't done, I don't know if he's done any interviews since he walked away from the game nearly 10 years ago.
That's going to be really an interview to listen to. Nice job by Ron Flatter getting them both at the same time. Wow. You're probably going to hear some terrific stories there, Mike.
That's what you call a good get. And, you know, talking about Saratoga, Frank Miramati back this week to close things off at Santa Anita after calling a spectacular 4 days of racing. And, boy, what an incredible job he's doing day in, day out. Saratoga opens up, what, in 3 weeks, John? And I think, Frank, you mentioned the jockey colony. Who better to describe the action here summer of 2024 than Frank Miramati? And I'm happy to say he's going to join us top of the next hour.
Well, he's terrific. He did a terrific job in the 4 days that they were here, and everybody looks forward to listening to him. The whole Saratoga meet last year, a major success. Everybody loved him, high grades all around, and he just does a great job, and we're blessed to have him, believe me.
And it's just so great to head into summer with the game heading in the right direction. I mean, what went down a year ago at Churchill and then up at Saratoga, that's behind us. I mean, I'm knocking wood as I say it, John. but looking for great things this summer back there, and certainly at Del Mar as well. Can't wait.
Yeah, I told you, I said it last week, the four-day Belmont Festival was just like an appetizer for what's about to come.
Right.
And they were lucky. They had an unbelievable 4 days. They couldn't have asked for anything better. And it's going to just carry the momentum right into opening day on July 11th.
John, let's get to it. Pardon me. Voice is giving out here. Got John White on deck, but... let's talk about today. Are you going to go to Belmont at Aqueduct to start things off?
Yeah, it's a beautiful day today in New York. We're going to look at the ninth race today, a mile and an eighth on the outer turf course. And I like the number three horse in here, Operation Torch. This is a four-year-old colt who makes his second start since joining the Todd Fletcher barn. He has two works since that race. His lone win was at this distance. He's listed at 4-1 on the morning line. Junior Alvarado aboard to ride. I like number three, Operation Torch, to win today's ninth race out of Belmont Park.
Okay, and John, a little bit of transitioning going on now with the close of Santa Anita today. We'll kick off the L.A. County Fair Meet at Los Alamitos the next three weekends. We start this coming Saturday, the 22nd. Tell us what's going to be up, what's up today at jonhardwon.com.
Well, today we have Belmont at Aqueduct, we have Churchill, and we have Santa Anita. We will be carrying the Los Al meet. We do it every year. People seem to like it, so why not give the customers what they ask for? So, yeah, we'll be doing Los Al as well.
Okay, and once again, give us that play at Aqueduct, John. Ninth race.
Race number nine, number three, Operation Torch.
Post time set for 5:13 Eastern. John Hardoon, man, a real pleasure to be on with you every single Sunday. We'll catch you on the back end of the show and bring you out here to Santa Anita.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
Likewise. And now, as advertised, we hook up with a good friend, a guy who has done just an incredibly solid job in whatever role he has been in, going back some 50 years to working at Playfair in his native Spokane, Yakima Meadows. He's done it all, basically. Track man with Daily Racing for him. He's been a steward in different locales, Idaho, Washington State, here in California. He's worked at Louisiana Downs, Turf Paradise. He's been the morning line maker at Santa Anita since the retirement of Jeff Tufts, I believe about 13 years ago, but he's going to set me straight. John White, good morning, and congratulations on one heck of a run, my friend.
Well, thank you so much, Mike. Thank you for the kind words. Also, thank you to Jonathan Hardoon for the kind words. Very, very much appreciated. We were talking about Russell Bayes, Michael. It was in 1974 at the fall meet at Yakima Meadows that I saw Russell Bayes ride his first official winner. And yeah. I say official, he actually raced Walla Walla, which was a track that was not covered officially by the racing form, but Russell Bayes came in and won a $1,250 climbing race on a horse called Oregon Warrior. And holy mackerel, if you would have told me at that time that this young man would end up winning 12,842 races, I would have said, you know, What are you smoking on you? What the heck? And yet that's what happened. So, you know, that's when you kind of know you're long in the tooth, when you were there for Russell Bayes' very first official win, and he's been long retired. So it's signs like that that kind of told me the time had come.
His work ethic, his will to win, phenomenal. You know, I had forgotten, Jerry Hollendorfer mentioned something last Sunday, John. I don't know if you heard it. I had forgotten that he worked Shared Belief numerous times for Mike Smith. He didn't ride him in the afternoon. But here's Russell Bayes, way late in his career, Hall of Famer for a long time, and he's more than happy to come out and work Shared Belief for Hollendorfer and Mike Smith. That's just the kind of guy he was all through the years.
Well, Russell Bayes' father was one of my favorite jockeys in the 1970s.
Joe Bayes.
I saw, it's exactly right. And believe me, that guy was, and his style was very much like Eddie Delahousse's. I never saw another jockey, any jockey, even the pink guys, the Shoemakers, the De La Husses, the Gary Stevenses. I mean, you can go down the line. I never saw another one as good as Joe Bays, Russell's father, that if a speed horse, a front runner, broke poorly, reared up at the start or stumbled badly or something, I mean, 99% of the time, if that's a front-running horse, you can, it's all over. Forget it. Joe Bays would win the race bringing the horse from 10 or 12 lengths off the pace. Mm-hmm. I mean, I saw it time after time. Joe Bays was like Eddie D or Pat Day, jockeys that were very famous for being in front early, past, maybe all the way back to third, and come back on and win the race. So, I mean, Russell Bays' father was just a phenomenal rider. You'll like this, Mike. One time when I was doing the television, you and I worked many Fairplex meets together. You were the television host, and I did with Gordon Jones commentary from the paddock, and I was also making the morning line at Fairplex. But I'm telling you that was a lot of fun. But one time I got off the air with you, started to walk away from the paddock, and Roger Stein and Ray Cravagna, who was a jockey agent at the time, were in a heated argument about whether Joe Bays was a good jockey or not, because Roger Stein was saying, I've never heard of the guy, so if he's so great, how come I've never heard of the guy? Ray Cravagna's just telling him, look, maybe you haven't heard of him, but believe me, this guy was a great jockey. Joe Bays once won 6 races in a day at Golden Gate Fields.
Yeah. I mean, by all accounts, I can remember the late Chick McClellan just singing Joe Bays's praises, and, you know, one of the many greats that have competed out here over the years. Speaking of jockeys, John, I can't get along any further here. We got a real jockey race here on closing day. Juan Hernandez on top with 35, Antonio Fresu second at 34. And today, Fresu's on 10, Juan Hernandez on 8. And you see the Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee logo, you know, advertising on his white pants. That could be a heck of a showdown today, and we're going to have Tom Canoost on in hour 2 as well. Of course, he represents Antonio Fresu. These guys have put on a great show. And also want to mention that both Doug O'Neill and Phil D'Amato have won 5 races over the past 3 days. Phil's got the training title wrapped up with 22, but Doug is second with 17. So hats off to both of those guys. And, John, I really like the fact that we've broken these meets up. I've advocated for it ever since Hollywood Park went away. We've kind of gone back and forth. But to me, you need these pennant races. You know, I just kind of think it helps everything. You start new when you finish up at the Classic meet after the Santa Anita Derby, and we've got good races to show for it. John, our time is very short. I got to say this. Watching the race yesterday on the satellite signal, the 4th, which was named for you, the John White retirement purse, what a job Frank Miramati did with it. You had the look of a guy who felt good about everything. You were surrounded by a lot of great people, first and foremost, your wife, Tracy Gantz. But, John, you had the look of a guy that has taken a deep breath. Hey, man, this is awesome. You got your health. So does Tracy. Now you can do some things you haven't been able to do.
Exactly, Mike. That's one of the big reasons for the retirement. I'm in good health. Why wait until you have some sort of, you know, major health problem?
Don't.
You have to retire. So, I mean, it's sort of like, let's just, retire while the going is good and move on to a new chapter in my life, and I'm looking forward to it.
All right. How about helping us out at the bank? You made the morning line on this 12-race card today. Do you have a horse or 2 or 3 that maybe you could point us to?
Well, it was kind of a sign that it's a good thing I'm retiring, because I spent 12 and a half hours on this card for the 12-race card, which, and Del Mar's even worse, because there were times last year I was spending 14, 15, 16
yep.
hours on those cards. But in this, for today, you mentioned the good jockey race, and I'm with you, Mike. I love it when you get a good a jockey race or trainer race right down to the wire. And hopefully Juan Hernandez will maybe get a win for the horse I'll give out as my play of the day. That's in the 4th race, the Cinema Stakes. Final Boss, who I made 8-5, I think will go to the front in this race with Hernandez.
Yep.
Hernandez is so good on the front. I don't think there should be much competition on the front end. I think he should get a solo lead, and he just wanted a mile at an eight. He's kind of an up-and-comer. He's by Triple Crown winner. American Thoroughbred was such a thrill for Bob Baffert to be in that winner's circle picture for my John White retirement purse yesterday. Also want to thank Frank Maramani. He's been a good friend for many years and has said so many kind things to me in so many situations, and including yesterday. And Frank has just turned out to be such a sensational announcer. What he did at Saratoga was outstanding.
Yep.
So just want to publicly thank him. But I'm going to go a fourth race, number two, final boss, Juan Hernandez.
And
for John Sadler, who also was kind enough to be in that winner's circle photo.
I saw that. Yeah. I knew it was special, John, when I saw my longtime statistician, Jason Hom, down there in the win. I mean, he doesn't peel off from his workstation very often, but there he was with a big smile. That made my day, and I know it helped yours as well. John White, on behalf of the horsemen and so many horse players, thanks for doing such a great job. When you were the chart caller with the Forum, I know you put so much into it. Kurt Hoover has been singing your praises for decades, and it's well, well deserved. We'll get you on a Long Acres Mile weekend because you're going into that Washington State Thoroughbred Racing Hall of Fame. I look forward to getting you on from Seattle, John, so make a note of that, okay?
Will do, Mike. Look forward to it.
Okay, all the best, John. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a quick time out, folks. Coming back strong with John Lindo. Orlando Gutierrez is going to be joining us. Hey, they've got the $1 million Ed Burke Futurity tonight at Los Alamitos Racecourse. The one and only Millie Ball from XBTV, Toby Terrell, will wrap up Hour 1. The voice of Santa Anita and Saratoga Racecourse, Frank Miramati, joins us top of the next hour. My thanks to Jake Rich inside here for making things happen. Brought in Roy Rogers, Dale Evans, just for John White. Thanks so much, Jake. Folks, we'll take a quick time out as advertised and be right back at you. This is Thoroughbred LA.
Where the sheets have no name. Ha, ha, ha.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615. Or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
Fans, it's closing day here at Santa Anita Park, and it is a day that you don't want to miss. Today, we will have great live racing that is highlighted by the $100,000 Cinema Stakes and the Grade 3 fan favorite, the San Juan Capistrano Stakes. Today, of course, is Father's Day. Come celebrate Father's Day in style at Santa Anita Park. Great options are still available throughout the park. Join us for a party in the chandelier room and treat dear old dad to an unforgettable experience filled with gourmet delights and the finest whiskey tasting. On the track apron, we will have a special barbecue event so that dad can have a day filled with delicious food and thrilling horse racing. We will also have mandatory payouts in all the pools today, Father's Day, most notably in the Pick Six. As a father myself, I know there's no better venue to celebrate Father's Day than at the Great Race Place. The top jockeys, the top trainers, the best Father's Day ever, and world-class racing are all here at the Great Race Place, Santa Anita Park.
From Golden Gate to Santa Anita to Del Mar, and everywhere racing is conducted in California, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. Betonbruce.com.
Attention Inland Empire Racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere, and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a lemon.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
And welcome back, Hour 1, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Let's get down to Carlsbad, say hello to John Lindo. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. Happy Father's Day, and happy Father's Day to our listeners.
Exactly, ditto that. Listen, I just got an update from Craig Lewis at Santa Anita. You know, the breeding season, hey, some people breed right up to the end of June. You can do it, 11-month gestation period. We've had a lot of stone runners, you know, be foaled in the month of May. Craig says clubhouse ride covered 70 mares this year. John, when you consider everything we've been dealing with in this game, I think that's pretty phenomenal. He had 21 winners at the Santa Anita Classic meet, and, of course, he's continued right on. But clubhouse ride, he's the flag bearer up there at Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch in Clemens, California, near Sacramento. Farm manager Terry Knight, a full-service facility, and see what they have to offer you, your babies, your mares, what have you. Legacy Ranch, 510-928-4989, where stands Clubhouse Ride and Straight Fire. John, so many things going on. I want to be sure to get out word once again on the Northern California yearling sale. That'll be here before we know it, up at the Alameda County Fairgrounds at Pleasanton.
That'll be on Tuesday, August the 13th. Start time will be 12 noon. Again, at the Alameda County Fairgrounds. Still no catalog available yet, but we'll let everybody know when it's online there at ctba.com.
And if you want more information on that sale, contact Loretta Vega at the CTBA. That's Loretta at CTBA.com. John, do we have a California Bread of the Week?
Yeah, we sure do. How about Tom's Regret, who defended her title yesterday in the Pleasanton Oaks up at Pleasanton? She is by Tom's Tribute. And I tell you what, she now has 4 wins from 11 starts, earnings now over $360,000. She's owned by the partnership of Cinema Thoroughbreds, Michelle Beckerly, Saul Carrillo, Victor Flores, Burton Johnson, Eugene Zondillo, and trainer Steve Miotti. So just a real good hard-knocking caliber, Tom's Regret, since the Pleasanton Oaks second straight year.
Terrific. And, you know, speaking of Pleasanton, hey, just look at the entries. It's been slow here the opening week. You hate to make excuses, but I think this one is valid, and a lot of people have said it. You're talking about just totally dismantling your entire operation at Golden Gate Fields to regroup, reassemble, rebuild at Pleasanton, which is going to be the new hub for Northern California racing. You know, in all these years past, okay, you'd take horses out of Pleasanton, and, you know, the track would be closed for training, but you'd leave behind, you know, quite a few things, maybe a desk, a refrigerator, this and that. With them now no longer in the racing business, everybody had to move everything, including the horses, tack, so on and so forth. So it's a major undertaking. I look for things to pick up heading into next weekend there at Pleasanton.
Yeah, I'd agree, Mike. I think the last day for training at Golden Gate is tomorrow, the 17th. So after that, everybody's got to be out of there. So you're not, like I say, you're not only moving the horses, but you're moving your entire operation. So this is a transition period.
Yeah.
I think we'll get a better read, you know, on the horse population and how busy it's going to be with the entries next week. This was kind of a quick week getting started. So we'll get a better read on that. And, I read an article that I think there's about 875 horses up there in Northern California, which is better than I thought it would be right now.
I agree. But it's getting those horses in the entry box, as you know, John. And then they got to pass muster and get into the gate and going. That's a real process. This is not an easy game. We've got 12 races, closing day at Santa Anita. Of course, mandatory payouts, John, and a lot of things going on track. I've been talking to a number of people. It's Father's Day. It's a big deal. You know, Hollywood Park was always busy on Mother's Day, Father's Day. I think Santa Anita is going to be jumping today. I really do.
I think so. The weather will be good. Then again, you got mandatory payouts and all the pools. The back half of the card, the pick six sequence is tough. So I think the payouts are going to be really good today. And I think there's a lot of good wagering opportunities. So I'm looking forward to playing this card.
All right, let's talk about a race for radio, John. Where do you want to go?
I'm going to get down to the 12th and final race of the meet. I like number 11, Father Delane, here, coming off a race where he just got stuck in traffic last time, had no chance in a fast race for the speed, never came back. First time down the hill, this is a horse that will sit back and finish. I think the sweeping turns will help him out here. 8-1 on the program. Let's hope for a clean trip. Number 11, Father Delane. Race number 12 at Santa Anita.
And John, I know you're excited. I am as well to be getting over to Los Alamitos starting next weekend.
Oh, I love it. And, for everything Doc Allred's done for the horse industry, I try and support him. Whenever I have something I can run over there, I run. If I, I'm, as a horse player, I'm going to put my money through the windows. I like the dollar pick fours. I like the wagering format. And they'll come back and use that same projected odds after a race's official looking at will pay to try and give us an idea of what the final odds are going to be on horses. We see so many late odds changes. You want to get an accurate read as we're going to the window.
No question. Hey, John, I want to give you a tip of the cap. Nice job with Bob Ike yesterday. You came with a solid winner, Ms. McWinnie, in yesterday's third at Santa Anita on air yesterday morning. Giovanni Franco, I'll tell you what, she won easy, and you got a $6.60 win mutual. That'll work.
Well, just money for today.
Hello, John?
Yeah, it's just money for today, Mike. Yeah.
John, you totally cut out. What were you saying?
I just said, well, that's just seed money for today.
Yeah, exactly. One last thing. You guys did a remote from the Derby Room out at Fairplex Park a week ago yesterday. I'm looking forward to getting out there today for a little while. They just do a tremendous job. I can't say enough about the entire operation. It's because they're hands-on, John. I know you agree with me.
Absolutely. And, Mike, save some room for lunch out there. The food is terrific. And
yeah.
It's a really fun experience. You'll enjoy it. You can't miss a race from around the country. They'll have everything going. And say hi to everybody out there. And make sure you say hi to Brandon and wish them all our best. his father, Armin, passed away last weekend, and we're going to miss him. Just a really good man out there at the Derby Room, but his family is terrific, and they treat everybody like their family, and really, get out there and enjoy it.
They love the game. John, thanks so much. Looking forward to catching you and Bob Ike opening weekend of the L.A. County Fair at Los Alamitos on air here on AM 830 next Saturday, 9 to 10. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
You got it, Mike. Good luck today.
You bet. Let's get down Catella right now. Say hello to Orlando Gutierrez. Hey, Orlando, you got 9 tonight. You get underway at 6:40. You're throwing $10,000 seed money into that traditional $2 pick 6. And you got a big race tonight, that grade one, $1 million Ed Burke Futurity. Let's talk about it.
Thank you, Mike. Yeah, happy Father's Day to everyone. And absolutely, what a tremendous race, the Ed Burke Million Futurity. 10 outstanding juveniles will be going. We've been talking about just the talent level of these runners. They all showed up on the trials to the Ed Burke Million, delivered big-time performances, led, of course, by Norco, owned by Ed Allred. Gabriel Lara has done an excellent job riding this potential superstar. The way that this horse has run, won his maiden by over 2 lengths, came back and won his trial by a length in 3/4. He's 5-2 on the morning line and just could be any kind of a horse. This is the kind of horse that we're looking forward to seeing just continue to develop, because he could really be something else. He has a tremendous breeding line. His brothers have been grade one winners, grade two winners here at Los Alamitos. So really looking to see if Marco, under the big bright lights, can deliver a big race. But what a big-time feel here. Number 7, Up to Party, a filly. That was a bargain purchase at the Los Alamitos Equine. They'll only pay $12,000 for this one. She's undefeated and the fastest qualifier, 7-2 on the morning line. And on the outside, number 10, Devil's Tower. First out was just a really, really bad experience. Just everything went wrong with this horse. They trainer Juan Alemán brought him back in a 220-yard race and delivered the goods, won by daylight. And then in the trials, put it all together and won by a length as well. So those three horses right there are among the best, but what a tremendous field from top to bottom. You're going to find some nice prices if you like some horses in this race here in the Ed Burke Million. Race number 9 tonight, Mike.
And post time for the Ed Burke at 9:56 Pacific. Quickly, if you can, Orlando, you had a big mare win last night's Abigail Kawanakoa, and I know you're thinking she could do some really big things again this year.
Absolutely, Mike. To my opinion, she's the top age mare in the nation right now. That was her 15th state victory of her career.
Patty
her
Saint.
20th, yeah, Patty Saint. I'm sorry about that. 20th total win here, and she's 3-4-3 here at Los Alamitos, won the Charger Bar Handicap earlier this year, came back and won the Miss Princess, and now put it all together once again. Just runs the same race every time. Just another big-time race when she won the Abigail last night. And she also won the 2022 Mildred Vessel. So she knows how to win big races here at Los Alamitos, Patty Saint.
And, Orlando, good news for players. You guys are going to once again go with Mark Ratzky's idea, the projected odds display before every thoroughbred race starting next Saturday with that L.A. County Fair meet there at Los Alamitos.
That's right, Mike. The in-play odds, Mark puts a lot of good work into those, and we'll be showing them starting, I believe we start on that race number 3 and continue throughout the card. Looking forward to a really good meet kicking off next Saturday here at Los Al. The feature race on that opening day is the Bertrando Stakes. We have horses nominated already to that nice $100,000 cowbred race. The Chosen Ron is one of the top names in that one. 17-time stakes winner. He won at Los Alamitos, the E.B. Johnston, back in September of 2022. All up and down, a lot of really nice horses, a lot of horses that have already won here at Los Alamitos. Red Cross Knight has won at Los Al. Olinga Road coming off of a nice race at the Crystal Waters, barely functional as well. Tom Horn for Mr. Nick Alexander's horse that has won at Los Alamitos. So some familiar names here, and of course led by that superstar in the list of nominees to the Bertrando.
Orlando, I got 30 seconds. I need a best bet tonight at Los Alamitos.
I'm going to go with in the Via Bono, $25,000 race, number 4, Don Sass KBN, was scratched out of his last out, came back to put a nice workout, 8-1 on the morning line. He's got to be London Toby here, but 8-1, give him a shot here in race number 6 tonight, Mike.
Race number 6, and the horse number again?
That's going to be number four. Don't Sass KVN.
Okay, terrific. Thanks so much, Orlando. Have a good good day and night there at Los Alamitos.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, as we go to a quick timeout, we're coming back strong with Millie Ball and Toby Terrell. Want to let you know, with closing day today at Santa Anita, a lot going on at the South Point, according to Steve Johnson, heads things up in the race book. He said their poker room is holding daily tournaments four times a day until July 14th. You can get details at southpointcasino.com. And, of course, with football coming up, they've already got a lot of props up. Their annual $25,000 kickoff weekend jackpot parlay card now available at the South Point. It's a $5 wager. No limit on the number of cards you can play. We're going to step aside, coming back strong, with Millie Ball and Toby Terrell. This is Thoroughbred LA.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon.
Fans, it's closing day here at Santa Anita Park, and it is a day that you don't want to miss. Today, we will have great live racing that is highlighted by the $100,000 Cinema Stakes and the Grade 3 fan favorite, the San Juan Capistrano Stakes. Today, of course, is Father's Day. Come celebrate Father's Day in style at Santa Anita Park. Great options are still available throughout the park. Join us for a party in the chandelier room and treat dear old dad to an unforgettable experience filled with gourmet delights and the finest whiskey tasting. On the track apron, we will have a special barbecue event so that dad can have a day filled with delicious food and thrilling horse racing. We will also have mandatory payouts in all the pools today, Father's Day, most notably in the Pick Six. As a father myself, I know there's no better venue to celebrate Father's Day than at the Great Race Place. The top jockeys, the top trainers, the best Father's Day ever, and world-class racing are all here at the Great Race Place, Santa Anita Park.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse, with thrilling thoroughbred racing action and the best of quarter horse racing, plus night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours, and our $10,000 pick six promo. We'll add $10,000 into the pick six pool on Sunday if there's not a carryover. The field for our first Grade 1 Futurity Final is now set for Sunday, June 16th, and what a field it will be. Fastest qualifier up to party improved to a perfect 2-for-2, while Norco lived up to expectations with another great victory. Plus kindergarten runner-up My Bud, the undefeated Big Hurt, and the standout Devil's Tower. What a race it'll be! The Ed Burton Million Final on Sunday, June 16th. Join us for live racing action in the Vessels Club at Los Alamitos. Call 714-820-2681. And don't forget about Burgard Sports Bar. Make your plans to join us for this blockbuster of a race and come out with your friends. We're all about the horse players. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Welcome back. Hour one, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Let's get up to Santa Anita right now, and courtesy of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, one final time this meet at Santa Anita, Millie Ball on behalf of XBTV. Hey, Millie, how you doing? Well, we'll try it again. Millie, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Mike. I can hear you now.
Okay, great. Sorry about that. Hey, listen, great interview with John White in the paddock yesterday after his race. I really enjoyed it. But let's get right to it. Your husband, Tim Yachtin's only got one horse in today. You got Antonio Fresu. I know you're in for a tag. Vilified, number 8, obviously very live at 3-1. Don't want to get into any big detail there because it is a claiming race. But do you have a best bet for radio today?
Well, I do think that, I mean, Vilified, he was set up to win last time, Mike, the first time he ran. And unfortunately, a horse next to him got real fractious in the gate, and it set him off a bit. And so when they broke, he didn't break on top, and he had good speed. You saw he rushed up, and then unfortunately, Magic Account beat him. And Magic Account might have been a better horse anyway, but I thought Vilified ran well, and he should run the same race again today. I hate to be, you know, a chalky, but I thought Final Boss for the Three Square, if you're playing those, you know, pick threes earlier on in the card, I thought Final Boss was a sure thing for John Sadler.
What's the race number, Millie?
That's race number 4. It's actually the cinema. It's the straight 3-year-old.
Yes.
Yeah, and the colt ran a huge race last time, and I think he's had enough time. He's had about 5 weeks in between races, so I like Final Boss in race 4.
Okay, Millie, we like you. And, folks, go to XBTV.com and take a look at everything XBTV brings to the table. Looking forward to you between races today, Millie. And then take some time off from this radio show. You need it, and we'll kind of regroup down the road, huh?
You're kicking me out the pasture for a few weeks, huh? Yeah.
Well, I got to keep you fresh, you know.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay.
Thank you, Mike.
Appreciate it very
Good
much.
Luck, everyone.
All right, listen, before we get to Toby Terrell, as noted, both Phil D'Amato and Doug O'Neill, 5 wins over the last 3 days. Doug says if you want to be a winner on Father's Day, make it easy. Get into Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne, southwest corner of D Street and Foothill. Save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Toby Terrell, good morning. Happy Father's Day.
Dittos, Mike, and just along the line of our pal Mills there, let's get the better half home in race 11 here.
Okay.
With number 8, Vilified, has the right workout since last race. Looks like hopefully it's that easy to win race 11.
and that is with Antonio Frasu aboard for trainer Tim Yachtin, as noted. So it'll be vilified at 3-1 on the morning line, race 11, Toby Terrell's best bet. The best $5 you're going to spend going to the races, that's winner's card, the yellow sheet, by Toby Terrell. You can also get it at casetherace.com. Toby, have a great and profitable Father's Day, huh?
Thank you very much, Mike.
All right, we'll see you in Los Alamitos next weekend. Folks, we'll see you in just a few minutes. Stay with us. The great Frank Miramonte, the voice of Santa Anita and Saratoga, joins us top of the next hour.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management. Angels baseball is less than 4 hours away here on Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimmel's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimmel's, you'll be glad you did.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hey, everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family-owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24-7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater L.A. area for more than 3 decades. Call now at 626-448-6455. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Fans, it's closing day here at Santa Anita Park, and it is a day that you don't want to miss. Today we will have great live racing that is highlighted by the $100,000 Cinema Stakes and the Grade 3 fan favorite, the San Juan Capistrano Stakes. Today, of course, is Father's Day. Come celebrate Father's Day in style at Santa Anita Park. Great options are still available throughout the park. Join us for a party in the chandelier room and treat dear old dad to an unforgettable experience filled with gourmet delights and the finest whiskey tasting. On the track apron, we will have a special barbecue event so that dad can have a day filled with delicious food and thrilling horse racing. We will also have mandatory payouts in all the pools today, Father's Day, most notably in the Pick Six. As a father myself, I know there's no better venue to celebrate Father's Day than at the Great Race Place. The top jockeys, the top trainers, the best Father's Day ever, and world-class racing are all here at the Great Race Place, Santa Anita Park.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. the Rags and Sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Rags and Sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse, with thrilling thoroughbred racing action and the best of quarter horse racing, plus night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours, and our $10,000 pick six promo. We'll add $10,000 into the pick six pool on Sunday if there's not a carryover. The field for our first Grade 1 Futurity Final is now set for Sunday, June 16th, and what a field it will be. Fastest qualifier up to party improved to a perfect 2-for-2, while Norco lived up to expectations with another great victory. Plus kindergarten runner-up My Bud, the undefeated Big Hurt, and the standout Devil's Tower. What a race it'll be! The Ed Burton Million Final on Sunday, June 16th. Join us for live racing action in the Vessels Club at Los Alamitos. Call 714-820-2681. And don't forget about Burgard Sports Bar. Make your plans to join us for this blockbuster of a race. And come out with your friends. We're all about the horse players. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. You could be flying on an airplane, catching a fast train, or jumping in your car. Come on to Del Mar. Everybody's gonna have a smile on their face, cause somebody's gonna win every single time there's a race. Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar.
The Del Mar Ship and Win program is back. Out-of-state horses that come to Del Mar receive a travel stipend and purse bonuses for every start at Del Mar. For details, go to DMTC.com or contact David Jerkins at the Del Mar Racing Office, 858-792-4230. Owners and trainers, maximize your earning potential at Del Mar. Ship and win.
Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf,
all right now.
Down at Old Del Mar.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Wilman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by World Class Racing at Spectacular Santa Anita, now through June 16th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By the Ragazin Sheets, get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, and free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Legacy Ranch, where stands the Red Hot Sire, Clubhouse Ride, and Straight Fire. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. By Endeavor Farm, owned by Mark Sakalakis in Versailles, Kentucky. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Wilman.
Thank you, and once again, a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Happy Father's Day, where it applies. Great to have you with us, and sure hope you make plans to go racing today. It's closing day at Santa Anita. The Hollywood meet at Santa Anita comes to a close. This is day 29, but we've been going a lot longer than that, if you will. Started off the day after Christmas, and this is the end of the line until the autumn meet kicks off at the end of September. Joining us right now, in my opinion, and the game is made of opinion, the top announcer in American racing today, the voice of Santa Anita and Saratoga Racecourse, Frank Miramati. Hey, Frank, good morning, and congrats on a hell of a run in Arcadia.
Thank you so much, Mike. Happy Father's Day to you. I had the privilege of meeting your son, and he's a very polite and good young man, so you did a good job raising a nice kid.
He has his moments, and his older brother will readily attest to that. He's on leave.
Well, he takes me out.
He'll do that. He's on leave this week from San Diego. He's in the Navy. But, hey, Frank, first of all, what an incredible festival of racing back at Saratoga this past weekend. And the weather gods smiled on the game. Saturday was unscathed for the Belmont and all the tremendous undercard, the Met Mile, and so much more. I just want to ask you, Frank, you've been a part of several Breeders' Cups now, big races, big days at big tracks. Where did a week ago Saturday at Saratoga, where does it rank for you among the big days you've been a part of?
Without question, one of the biggest days and certainly one of my favorite days in my lifetime was last Saturday. It was such a gratifying experience, and the racing was off the charts. I've had the opportunity to call two Breeders' Cup days on track at Santa Anita Park, which is my favorite place on earth, is well documented. So, I mean, you know, to do that, I remember the first time in 2019, I said, like, I've completely exceeded all dreams and expectations that I could ever have had.
Right.
I didn't even dream that big. But that festival was phenomenal. It was just like big race after big race. There was a lot of intensity. The racing was phenomenal. You're right about the weather, because one day when I left, I got absolutely drenched walking in the parking lot, and it didn't hit the race day. And then, so we just avoided it, which normally Mother Nature doesn't act too kindly on racing days. So that was cool that that happened. And then we had some just tremendous experiences on the track. And then, you know, working for the big network, Fox Sports, I had that opportunity, which is very different than just calling it on track, because there, you know, there's rehearsals, there's get-togethers, and so it was really something that I absorbed every moment of it,
mm-hmm.
and I enjoyed it immensely, and they were happy with me, and I was very proud, and it was just one of those great moments. It was all about the Belmont Stakes. We had, you know, the Derby winner, we had the Preakness winner, we had Sierra Leone in there, and then we had Dornick, who, you know, is a little brother. He's the little brother of the Kentucky Derby winner, and he was great. Mind Frame was awesome. The whole thing was just incredible. It was something that I am so happy to have been a part of and so grateful. I mean, like, unbelievable. It was just an incredible experience. It's definitely right up there with the top moments of my life, let alone career.
Yeah. You know, Frank, you met the challenge, no question about it. Let's talk about closing day at a place you love dearly, as you noted, very well documented. The great race place, Santa Anita. And I said in hour one, you know, the San Juan Capistrano, our traditional closing day feature, yeah, we've got the cinema for three-year-olds as the fourth, but the San Juan, you know, for three-year-olds and up, at about a mile and three-quarters down the hillside turf, it is a spectacle. Obviously, the San Juan is not what it was 30 and 40 years ago. I've been advocating, trying to get, let's get this purse up. I know Richard Mandela, he feels strongly about it. But just talk about what the race has meant to you over the years as a fan and now as the voice, Frank.
It's a beautiful race, and it's fun. It's the only race of its kind, starting at the top of the hill and then coming by like a 6.5 furlong race and then another lap. And I've enjoyed so many of them in person, and just to be able to call this race yet again, it's just mind-blowing. And when I think of this race, I always think about Charlie Whittingham. You know what I mean? It's just like, he had such a presence in this race, and his horses could run 5 miles, let alone a mile and three quarters. So I've just watched so many of them, and to be able to call it, I definitely have a bit of emotion every time they're at the gate for that race, thinking, like, how in the world am I calling this race? It's just it's something that I enjoy every day. It's one thing about Santa Anita. When I come out there, it's just it's such a beautiful track. Everyone who comes there loves it so much. And every day at the end of the day, when I say goodnight from the Great Race Place, I just look across the mountains and the beautiful backdrop. And believe me, coming home from 4 days in New York, I've never felt more happy to be in that booth at Santa Anita. It's just such a perfect booth, and just the great sight lines and just looking at the beautiful background. So, yeah, no question. The San Juan Capistrano should be a $500,000 race, and it should attract horses from all over, but it still maintains the tradition of what it is, closing day, and, you know, the favorite's going to be tough in there today for sure. But I'm always excited to call the San Juan Capistrano. It's just it's a beautiful race because you can get on the lead and just keep going, or you can, you know, be a stayer that just comes from well out of it. It's a beautiful thing, and it's a great closing day fixture.
Yeah, so many big horses have won it over the years. You know, John Henry was just making his mark in Southern California. He won it in 1980. And everybody knew he was a turf horse. The next year, 81, you know, going into the Santa Anita Handicap, they knew he was John Henry, but a lot of people questioned, well, is he really as good on dirt as he is turf? We found out, and then he won it the next year as well on a DQ. But, you know, and I think a race of Bill Thad Ackle, great communicator.
I mean, that horse.
You know,
I always use,
but Frank,
whenever anyone's tough in this world, I always mention, whenever anyone's really tough about anything or just resilient, I always make the great communicator analogy. That horse was ridiculous.
But, you know, he'd get into that rhythm, but Ray, he knew you had to ride this horse. And Ray would keep picking him up and everything. I mean, it was just really something to behold. And he's just part of the rich history of the race. I think, Charlie, you mentioned Whittingham. I think he won it 14 times. That's all, Frank.
That's it, man. I mean, he'd have those entries too. You didn't know who was going to win, but he was going to win it. And so
yeah.
I saw many of those in person. And just, it's a beautiful race.
And, Frank, it's Father's Day. It's closing day. It's Father's Day. We've got great weather. We've got 12 races. We start early at 12:30. And I know you're excited to finish it up strong.
No question. It's a big day of racing. We've got some very good races too, some opportunities. And the fans out there, look, I like more than carryovers, just mandatory payout type of situations, because sometimes I understand the reason that people love carryover so much is because it's money that wasn't in the pool and so on. But so much other money comes in. I like the mandatory payouts on a day like this because you get an opportunity to just, you know, make a nice hit. And, you know, at the end, if you miss and you're 5 of 6, you may very well be, you know, one of the participants of getting that money if it's a tough sequence. So I think the mandatory payout pick six on the last day is always a fun wager, and I think our fans have a great opportunity to earn today.
Frank, I got to ask you, how far in advance do you look at, say, today's card? I can't imagine that you wanted to look at it too much before yesterday's card was finished, but just explain that a little bit because you've got such a great command of the players, race in, race out. In addition to that, you know what you're looking at. That's what makes you what you are, a truly great announcer. But at what point do you start working on a card like this?
There's no chance I would have even looked at this card if I didn't think you'd be asking me for a play on the day. I really don't usually. I mean, obviously on big days I look briefly, but I don't spend a lot of time. Even last week, all those grade ones, I just wait for – sometimes I walk in and I feel bad. People say, hey, who do you like today, thinking that I might have some insight. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't even know who's running today. And it's not disrespect to the game, but when I'm there, I have plenty of time all day. You know, I'm there well before an hour to post, and I look through. But I don't like to try to overanalyze what's happening because I really believe it's important to just be objective and not have – I'm a very opinionated guy. You give me 5 minutes with a race or 3 minutes with a race at any track, I'm going to have an opinion of what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do that when I'm calling. So I just try to let it come to me. And I'm a fan, so I know these horses, right? So, but I don't like pour over the things. I like to look at names in case there's any weird names I've got to learn in advance and, you know, pronunciations and stuff like that. But other than that, I really try not to – overdo it. I just think Trevor Deming gave me the best advice of all time. Open your eyes and tell them what you see. That's it. And you should know storylines. Like every time I have guests in the booth, like I did yesterday, we had a bunch of people in there, and I show them. I go, look, right before the race, if I haven't looked at it, I'll always look. Like, is a horse coming off a two-year layoff?
Right.
Is there, you know, a horse stretching out, trying turf for the very first time? Make notes of that. Debut horses, you want to mention, you know, if a horse comes with a good debut or has good debut speed, et cetera. But other than that,
I'm not a big editorializer, so I just want to just get out there and tell them what's happening. And I'm a fan, so I know all, most of our horses anyway. I'm very familiar with our card today and who these horses are. And I have very few horses in stable mail. There's a couple here and there that I'll put in. But other than that, I love the game. I'm a fan just like everyone else. But, you know, when it comes to Santa Anita, it's important for me not to handicap too much. I don't like to get tempted to express my opinions because I don't, and I don't want to, and I should never. And it's good for just to just call it with love for the animals and with celebration for all the winners. That's the key.
Frank, several keys. I mean, you don't want to rehearse the spontaneity of the life out of each event, which are races. You're hep to any trainer, jockey, you know, accomplishments early in the day, in the week, if they're of note. Certainly, we've got a big race in the jockey standings between Juan Hernandez and Antonio Frasu coming down to closing day. And also pedigrees, Frank. I mean, you gave props yesterday to Terry Lovinger, who's the leading breeder of two-year-olds in this state, a phenomenal sire for juvenile winners, Stay Thirsty. And you're hep to it. And the people, I say this, and you're so well in tune, Frank, the stakeholders, the people that put the money up, that make the game go, it helps when they get a little acknowledgement like that. It, there's not any money in it, but the acknowledgement, you get it. And I love it, Frank. I really do.
You got to celebrate winners. These people are putting their money up. They're putting their heart and soul, the breeders. I love when I see tweets from, you know, people that bred a horse or were part breeder of a horse. Like, every race to them is very, very important. And look, I'll give you an example about the one thing I told myself before the Belmont Stakes, okay? I said to myself, if this comes down to two horses in the end, you have to say in a showdown at the Spa, it came down to two horses at the end, it never entered my mind. But I said that for all week long. I said, if it's two horses, it's a great line. It's right there in a showdown at the Spa. I've been wanting to say showdown in a big race for a long time. And I don't think I've said it since the Super Derby many moons ago, but I love that expression if it's appropriate. It was never more appropriate than in the Belmont. I forgot all about it. It was because it's all adrenaline. It's just everything's coming out of your – you can't think these things through, and it's all just complete adrenaline and spontaneity. And thank God, you know, with one exception, I had a very good 4 days over there. And, it, you know, and I made one mistake that I'm very mad at myself about because I misidentified a horse. Thank God he didn't win. No offense to the connections, but when you do that. But here's the thing. It just reminded me, like, hey, man, this is, you got to prepare even more so, and you got to be ready, and you got to forgive yourself and move on. I had four big races left, but I was sick to my stomach after I called the Woody Stevens, and I missed the horse at the top of the stretch, a horse that I know very well. But it just, in my mind, I saw Turquoise. I thought that's who it was. And that's the thing. It's like, it reminds everyone. We're all human. We all make mistakes. Everybody does. Quarterbacks throw interceptions. Believe me, that was an interception I threw, but I said right. And I was sick, and I'm thinking, don't get nervous, man, because the big network was about to start. And I'm sitting there, and it's a very lonely moment in that booth. I'm like, dude, wake up. And like, how could that even happen? No, I even say that. How could you even say that? You know both these horses so well. But it could happen. And, like, it's just like you got to do the best you can and just
– And let it go if you make – you got it.
It's hard.
You throw a pick, you got to let it go. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a bad pick. But exactly. But you got to realize, hey, man, I got four big races. The big network's coming. Don't get nervous. Like, it's true. Like, there are certain players don't perform in the playoffs. Certain situations, you fold. And I'm like, dude, you can't let this happen. This is like, you know, and so the funny thing about days like that, I was so stressed out and, like, sick to my stomach throughout the whole day because you got to come with it every race. And it's a, but that's what I live for. I love adrenaline. So it's like, it's a beautiful job. And I feel the same way every day at the track. I mean, I got to try to, you know, every time, like, even with one race yesterday, I said something to the effect at the end, like, had this thing wrapped up on this thing. What the hell was that? So there are times in which I, you know, I'm very critical of myself about every word, but when you're doing live broadcasting, you just got to move on, turn the page and make sure that I realize that we're all vulnerable and that no one's perfect and no one, you know, you're only as good as your last race call. That's it, man. You got to come with it every race. And it's very different in live broadcasting than anything else. As you know, you've done it for a long time.
Frank, let's make some money. Let's
do
a little kumbaya here. Closing day, where do you want to go for radio, Frank?
I'm going to tell you, I can't decide between two horses. I'm going to give you them both because I think they'll both fire. In the first race, I'm just such a fan of First Piece. First of all, for $75,000, what a handsome horse he is and what an honest horse he is. I mean, he's always there or thereabouts. I just love this horse all the time. He's always going to give you his heart. He's going to be there. The question is, can he beat Motorious? Motorious was very dull last time, but he didn't have a good start. Usually D'Amato horses off a layoff like Motorious is a beast. So maybe he comes back. But if he's not at his best, I like First Piece. But the horse that I was really thinking about, and I think is a horse that wants to run forever, is in the cinema in race four, and that's number five, British Isles. I know he just broke his maiden, but his last two starts since joining Richard Baltus' barn, particularly if you watch the replays of both his mile race on April 7th and then his maiden breaker on May 4th, it's the way that he kicked in the last 16th of a mile. This horse wants to run even further than the mile and an eighth, but the mile and an eighth is everything he wants anyway. I just think that even though he's only coming off a maiden win, I think there's a bright future for him, and I think he's a horse that could win stakes, even going a mile and a quarter, mile and a half. I just got that feeling about him because he stays, and then he kicks right at the end. The last 100 yards of his last two races, I thought, were very impressive. I think he could pull off a mild upset in the cinema.
Well, Nick Casado, along with our next guest, are very much hoping you're right. Nick, of course, oversees Slam Dunk Racing. British Isles is going to be handled by Antonio Frasu, and his agent Tom Canoes joins us next. Frank Miramati, on behalf of everybody, and I really mean it, what a tremendous job at Santa Anita. Enjoyed you at Saratoga last weekend, and I know you've heard, you got Frankie Dettori to deal with when you get back there to New York in, what is it, 3 weeks?
Yeah, the other jockeys aren't happy about that. Yeah, it starts July 11th. It's going to be a great meet, but
yep.
Del Mar is coming too. And when I heard the Del Mar commercial right before the show started, it just brought Del Mar was always such a special place to be able to go as an LA boy because it was a journey as a kid. And I was thinking back to so many days how fun that was taking that drive down to Villa de la Valle. So I hope they have a great meet too, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Looking forward to all of it. Frank Miramati, thank you so much. We'll talk soon.
Thanks for everything, Mike.
You bet. Frank Miramati, the voice of Santa Anita and Saratoga. And now we say hello to jockey agent Tom Canoes. What a job he has done with Antonio Frasu. One win behind Juan Hernandez coming into closing day. Juan with 35, Antonio Frasu with 34. And Antonio Frasu on 10 mounts today, and Juan Hernandez 8. Tom Canoes, good morning, and congratulations for really a hell of a meet. I know you've worked hard.
Well, thank you very much. And, you know, it's a pretty good thing when Antonio is within one of JJ. He's a great rider, and today will be fun.
Listen, I don't know if you heard what Frank just had to say, but he's pretty bullish on British Isles today in the $100,000 cinema at a mile and one-eighth on turf. That's going to be race four. Drayden Van Dyke had been riding this horse. He's gone to South Florida. How did you end up on this horse in the cinema today?
Well, actually, Nick Casada called me and asked if we were open, and we were open, and he really is high on his horse, so I told him we'd ride him. Then I saw Richard after, maybe a few days after that, and Richard was very optimistic. So I think we're on a good horse, and I think a good horse for the future, too.
Yeah, and the Richard is Richard Baltus, the trainer of the five-horse British Isles in today's cinema. I mentioned the job you've done with this jock. He came here at the behest, as you know, of Doug O'Neill, his assistant Leandro Mora. In your wildest dreams, did you think he was going to click as well as he has this quick?
With Antonio?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you know what? I knew that he could ride, and I knew from Doug and Leandro from being over Dubai that he was a very talented rider. One thing I didn't know when he got here is how astute he is on the game and how he studies it.
Right.
And so I think he is, along with his riding ability, which I think is great, and he's a strong rider, he really analyzes the races. And one thing that I really like is the fans like Antonio, which tells me that they like how he tries, how he rides. And if you have the fans behind you, you know you're in a good spot.
Well, it here's something else I like from a media standpoint. His English has improved so much. I mean, he's great to deal with in terms of post-race stuff, that sort of thing, Tom.
Yeah, I think that's important, just how they act and how they behave and how their character is. I think that tells a lot about different riders, and I think if you see all the great riders as written here and other places and stuff, that's one trait they all have.
You know, we've heard Craig O'Brien, great agent, say it many times over the years that the great jocks, it seems like they're a lot like other athletes, the really good ones that are here for the long haul. They're really smart, Tom. They get it. there's a lot more to than just going out there in the afternoon and riding races. It's a people game. You got a lot of things to deal with, and things don't always go well. You got to be able to handle it.
Yeah, I mean, when you have a – and Craig's been around a long time. He's had some really great riders and stuff, so he knows the game. Like I said, JJ's a great rider, so just to be within one of them going the last days, that's a great accomplishment.
All right, we got the Chamber of Commerce stuff out of the way. Fresu is on 10 today, Tom Canoes. Who are your best couple of shots, do you think?
Well, I went kind of through them today, actually with Shane O'Neill, Dennis O'Neill's son, Doug O'Neill's nephew, and I have me winning the title by one.
Interesting.
So,
as Lucas would say, we'll chisel that in stone, Tom.
Yeah, so I like my horse in the first. I think he's a legit horse, and he's working really, really well. I'm just going by horses that he's been working that worked really well.
Yeah.
And like before, and then in the fifth race.
Hold on a second. We got to give the name. It's Motorious for Phil D'Amato. That's number four in race one. Go.
Yeah, and then my other horse has been working lights out. His Ultimate Gamble in the fifth, Mark Glatz.
Okay. And Glatz had a heck of a meet himself. 9-5 on Ultimate Gamble, number four. In race five. Tom, man, thank you so much. I ran into a guy in Glendora the other day. He knows you. He said, hey, I don't know. I think Tom might be wanting to retire. I said, are you kidding me? You're not going to retire when you're going this good. Are you, Tom?
I have four grandkids. I'll never be able to retire at all.
Yeah.
And they're all starting college right now. So, no, it's gonna. I got to be working for at least another 10 years just to pay for them.
Yeah, you still got a little sponsorship to take care of. By the way, talk about your granddaughter real quick. I know you're so proud of her, the one that wrestles. I mean, and she's competed nationally. She's phenomenal. I've seen her on your, you know, on your iPhone. But talk about her a little bit.
She goes to Glendora High School. She's going to be a senior this year coming up. She's been wrestling just since 3 years ago, but she's ranked in the top 10 in the country. She finished second in the state last year, third in state the year before. There's Fargo, one of the biggest tournaments in the country. She finished third last year. Mm-hmm. And this week they're going to a dual meet in Oklahoma where they take the best wrestlers from every state. And she's representing California at 130.
Wow.
And she'll be wrestling Oklahoma, Texas, all those other things. And
yeah.
She's really, really good. And the good thing is she has a 4.2 grade point average. So
well,
she's able to do her studies and do working. And she's a monster.
Tom, you beat me to the punch. All that said, you're not going to have to sponsor her
no.
going to college because she's going to have a ton of scholarship money coming at her.
She already has. Iowa and Colorado, like she's already got like five schools that are wanting her to visit, and she's not even her senior year yet. I think next year she'll be unstoppable.
Tom Canoes, happy Father's Day, happy Grandfather's Day. Good luck today with Antonio Fresu. It's been a heck of a run, and looking forward to kind of a head-to-head duel with Juan Hernandez throughout the day.
Thank you, Mike. It's always good talking to you.
Likewise, we're going to step aside, coming back strong with Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of Bet on Bruce from Las Vegas, Nevada. And Bob Mazursky is back with us as well. Oh, we got Andy Harrington. I didn't see his name up here. Sorry about that, Josh. Andy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. No worries, no worries.
I don't want to say you're an afterthought, but I didn't see your name on the board, and I lost it there. Anyway, I think you'd agree, some really good betting races today, closing day, and I should also note Andy Harrington on behalf of NationalTurf.com, but any strong thoughts for radio today?
Yeah, let's go to the last race, which is all the way up post time of 6:08, at least as it's planned. There's a horse, the nine horse in here, Halfway Line, from the Phil D'Amato barn. He trained nice into its first race. He tried two turns, had a little trouble, now cuts back to down the hill, which I think will hit this horse right between the eyes. It's trained great. Outwork Turn on the Jets, who's early, who's in the first race and who's been out of graded stakes and the drill two back, goes to Hector Berrios, who's been working this horse. I thought 7-2 isn't the world, but in a big field you might get all of it. I think the horse is going to run really well today. So the nine horse in here, Halfway Line in the 12th race.
Hector Berrios aboard 7-2, and Again, second start for Phil. Certainly room for improvement. You got to like the fact they bet on this horse first time out, Andy. He was off 5-2.
Yeah, no, and I always have liked to cut back from two turns down to the down-the-hill course. It's sort of a 6.5 furlong, plays a little longer than that. And this horse kind of looks like a tweener distance-wise. It's in Europe, it ran 7 furlongs and a mile, and I think it's gonna, the distance will really help this horse.
All right, Andy, we're getting ready to head to Del Mar, Los Alamitos the next 3 weekends. Then we go to the seaside. We'll have a ton of baby races. Encourage everybody to go to nationalturf.com. Tell us about your stuff.
Sure. Just a scouting report on all the horses that I've seen. I've given them grades. You know, some of these baby races, there's, you know, without outside of breeding and connections, the workouts are the only thing you one has to kind of evaluate them. So hopefully I can add a little info on that to have and kind of knock out some of the horses that may not have a chance or maybe sort of down-the-line horses and some horses that do have big shots. So nationalturf.com, you get all that.
Andy, can't thank you enough. Have a great day. Good luck, and we'll talk next Sunday.
Take it easy, bye.
All right, well, step aside real quick, like coming back with Bruce Finkelstein from Las Vegas, and then the aforementioned Bob Mazursky, Toby Calla, John Hardoon, take two on the horizon toward the top of the hour. This is Thoroughbred LA on closing day at Santa Anita.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse, with thrilling thoroughbred racing action and the best of quarter horse racing, plus night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours, and our $10,000 pick six promo. We'll add $10,000 into the pick six pool on Sunday if there's not a carryover. The field for our first Grade 1 Futurity Final is now set for Sunday, June 16th, and what a field it will be. Fastest qualifier up to party improved to a perfect 2-for-2, while Norco lived up to expectations with another great victory. Plus kindergarten runner-up My Bud, the undefeated Big Hurt, and the standout Devil's Tower. What a race it'll be! The Ed Burt Million Final on Sunday, June 16th. Join us for live racing action in the Vessels Club at Los Alamitos. Call 714-820-2681. And don't forget about Burgart Sports Bar. Make your plans to join us for this blockbuster of a race. And come out with your friends. We're all about the horse players. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
Welcome back. Hour 2, Thoroughbred LA on closing day at Santa Anita. We get underway early. First post time, 12:30 for a 12-race card. Let's get up to Las Vegas. Say hello to Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Bruce, good morning, and hey, thanks for all your great insight, support throughout the meet. It's been a good run. Really, really appreciate it, Bruce.
Yeah, I appreciate your show, Mike. You do a great job, and we should tip our hat more to you. You've been there for a long, long time, and you do an amazing job and great interviews and really enjoyable couple hours every Sunday.
Okay, really appreciate it. Thanks, Bruce. I see over in Phoenix it is getting unbelievably hot. I didn't check Las Vegas. What's going on up there?
It's been a little, even for Las Vegas, I know everybody thinks it's always 110 degrees, but I was mentioning this on John's show yesterday. Last year, Mike, we didn't hit the 100 mark till June 29th. We're at about a week ago, we hit about 109. So this is going to be a pretty hot June. I think we got spoiled last year. It wasn't terribly bad. But, yeah, this is the rough time of the year. And we'll be anywhere from $105 probably to about 112 running on through August, I would think.
No such thing as a marine layer over there, is there?
No. Overcast, I have no idea what that is.
Yeah, yeah. What about the situation at Pleasanton? I mentioned in hour one. I think they're going to start picking things up. I sure hope so, leading into this second weekend up there. But make no mistake, it's going to be a tall, tall order to get enough horses to put on the kind of show that they're going to need to put on for long-range viability.
Yeah, and their handle drop, that's kind of odd. Their handle drop, I believe it was on Friday, they handled a million, which wasn't that bad. And yesterday the handle dropped at least a couple hundred thousand or so. So, I'm not sure. You got to bring horses out. And I know that there's some reasons, why that maybe first week will be rough. But you have, they ran six races on Friday. They're averaging about six horses per race. You know, that just doesn't get the juices flowing for players out there. So I'm kind of waiting and seeing. I'm not playing yet. Let's see what happens. Maybe if the field sizes get better, I'll take a look at it. But kind of transitioning, Mike, over to a little more over to as for secondary tracks to Kentucky and to New York, high quality and a lot of horses run there every day and some great gambling opportunities. So I did take a look today at Churchill Downs as one of my secondary tracks.
Okay, yeah. What is up at betonbruce.com?
So we have a full card at Santa Anita. That was a fun card to handicap, by the way, with 12 races. Late races today from Aqueduct, and on the best bets today from Churchill, it's the second half of the card. So we have a couple of different options for you. And, Mike, why don't I take a look at the ninth race today at Churchill Downs. By the way, talk about hot. I think I would rather be in Vegas than Churchill Downs. The forecast today at Churchill, Mike, 96 degrees.
Yeah, what about the humidity? That's the thing.
Ooh.
Got to be brutal.
I wonder if I'm hoping that there's no cancellation because of the heat. Maybe the post parades will be shortened quite a bit. Remember, yesterday they had night racing. It's going to be a little brutal today, but hopefully they can get this card off. The ninth race, though, really good betting opportunity in the ninth race on the bottom horse. And this is a horse you're probably familiar with, Fort Warren. This is a horse that was formerly in the Bob Baffert barn, and it now is, it's had a couple different trainers that had Brittany Russell and now Eddie Kennelly. He's shown some real talent, lightly raced. I loved his comeback race, Mike. He had been away just short of 11 months. He hit the slop at Churchill Downs, and where did he draw? And in a difficult race at a one-turn mile, he drew the rail. And he had to chase the lone speed winner in Junction. I thought he gave a great effort that day, finishing second. He was eight lengths clear of the rest of the field. I love him shortening up, getting back today to a dry track today. He can sit a trip and finish. He's drawn well. He should be set up for his best. Happy retirement to John White. I have a hunch he would have made this horse shorter than the 5-1. This horse looks a little too good. Looks a little too good. So don't expect 5-1. I think we're looking around $7 and we'll take it. But ninth race, let's go with the 8 horse at Churchill, Fort Warren. Luis Saez aboard at 5-1.
Okay, 4:55 Eastern. Bruce, we got 60 seconds. Come on out to Santa Anita on closing day.
Interesting horse in the 10th race, Mike, on the rail. Highly desirable. This is an Irish horse that ran third in a good stakes race as a 2-year-old against a Judmont horse. She ran against the boys on her comeback race here in Southern California. Brief speed, faded. She's now trying fillies. Not much of a field. She showed a lot of ability as a 2-year-old. Second off the bench, I'm hoping for a much better effort against fillies. So race 10, let's go with the 1. Highly desirable at 6-1.
Okay, post time for that 5:08 Pacific. The same ownership group that won the very last race a week ago up at Golden Gate Fields, Omar Aldebaugh and Abundanza Racing, LLC. Bruce, thank you so much. Good luck today, partner.
Take care. Happy Father's Day to you, Mike, and all the listeners out there. Have a great one.
And the same to you as well, Bruce. Hey, listen, Thanks, folks, if you've got plumbing needs, residential, commercial, I say it all the time and I mean it, you cannot do any better than you're going to do with Western Rooter. They're owned by some good friends of mine, Mike Glenn, Larry, and John Batala. They've been family-owned for more than 4 decades, based in Arcadia. Here's all you really need to know about Western Rooter. Go to their website. They've got over 400 five-star reviews. Again, commercial, residential, 24/7. Anything goes wrong, they're there to help you. And as I often say, they're on time and under budget. Western Rooter, you can reach them by phone at 626-448-6455 or at the website westernrooter.com. Western Rooter, the best in the West. And so is my next guest, Bob Mazursky, been a top handicapper for nearly 50 years here in Southern California. You can catch his daily graded handicap in all the Southern California News Group papers. Bob, good to have you back. We missed you last week. How you doing?
I'm good, Mike. How are you? Happy Father's Day to you and all the listeners.
You as well. Hopefully you're going to be able to spend some time with family today. But that said, I know you're picking up the check. We need to make some money. Where do you want to go?
I'm going to go to the third race. I like number 7, Montana, for Bob Hess. He's been off for about 2 months prior to his last race. I think this race will set up nicely for his off-pace style. You have a horse coming out of a 1,000-yard race at night. You have some sprinters stretching out, so I think the pace will be quick. I think he can take advantage. So number 7, Montana, in race 3.
And you know, Bob, really, all you got to do is look at John White's morning line. Everybody in here has got a shot. He's only got 1 double digit on the line. That's the horse on the rail, Good and Thirsty. 7-horse field, but this race is going to bring some money.
Yeah, I think so. And like I said, I just think it sets up well for somebody from off the base, and I'm hoping Montana's the right horse there. And I, that's how he likes to run. He's won over the track, so hopefully it'll set up well for him and he'll take advantage.
Hey, Bob, happy Father's Day. Best to Team Mazursky. Looking forward to catching you at Los Alamitos. When do we enter for the first day? That'll be this coming Saturday.
Yeah, we enter on Tuesday for Saturday, then Wednesday for Sunday. Saturday's opening day. The Bertrando Stakes is the main event. 1 o'clock post for our 8 days. We'll run 2 weekends in a row, the Saturdays and Sundays, and wrap up June. And then we'll go July 4 through 7 for the final 4 days.
And Kurt's going to be in the paddock?
As far as I know, I haven't heard otherwise, so I hope so.
I haven't heard anyways. I'm supposed to talk to him the next day or two, so hopefully he does such a great job over there on the simulcast signal. Bob Mazursky, again, happy day. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, Mike, take care. Thank you.
All right, we're going to hit our final break right now, come back running, head to South Florida, and talk to a very soggy Toby Callett. On behalf of TobyCallett.com, take two with Jonathan Hardoon on closing day at Santa Anita, early first post, 12:30. Stay with us.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Fans, it's closing day here at Santa Anita Park, and it is a day that you don't want to miss. Today, we will have great live racing that is highlighted by the $100,000 Cinema Stakes and the Grade 3 fan favorite, the San Juan Capistrano Stakes. Today, of course, is Father's Day. Come celebrate Father's Day in style at Santa Anita Park. Great options are still available throughout the park. Join us for a party in the chandelier room and treat dear old dad to an unforgettable experience filled with gourmet delights and the finest whiskey tasting. On the track apron, we will have a special barbecue event so that dad can have a day filled with delicious food and thrilling horse racing. We will also have mandatory payouts in all the pools today, Father's Day, most notably in the Pick Six. As a father myself, I know there's no better venue to celebrate Father's Day than at the Great Race Place. The top jockeys, the top trainers, the best Father's Day ever, and world-class racing are all here at the Great Race Place, Santa Anita Park.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Horse racing fans, the Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit is back in beautiful Orange County. It's the LA County Fair Summer Thoroughbred Meet at Los Alamitos, with 8 great days of racing starting on Saturday, June 22nd. First post, 1 p.m. Pacific. The opening day program will include the $100,000 Bertrando Stakes. Plus, the summer meet will include the running of the Los Alamitos Derby on Saturday, June 29th. We'll also have a holiday racing program on Thursday, 4th of July. Plus, we'll host our on-track handicapping contest on Saturday, July 6th. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Contest format and rules are available at losalamitos.com. The card will feature our biggest race of the meet, the $200,000 Great Lady M Stakes. And when the sun goes down, the fun continues with Night Racing's Best Bets, the Los Alamitos Early and Late Pick Fours, plus our traditional Pick Six. Daytime racing action is back at Los Alamitos. Opening day is Saturday, June 22nd.
From Golden Gate to Santa Anita to Del Mar,
and everywhere racing is conducted in California, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
And welcome back. Final segment, Thoroughbred LA. Folks, if you're looking for a new or used Toyota, I cannot recommend highly enough the Wilson Automotive Group. David Wilson's Toyota of Orange or South Bay Toyota. Now's a great time. You can catch special low-interest Toyota financing on a lot of popular makes and models. Camrys, RAV4s, Tacoma and Tundra trucks, 4Runners, hybrids, EVs, you name it. That's at South Bay Toyota or at David Wilson's Toyota of Orange. Tremendous supporters of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Let's get to South Florida and check out the weather with Toby Callett. Hey, Toby, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good. What's the story at Gulfstream? We've seen all the news reports, flooding in Miami and so on. Is it getting any better?
Well, it's starting to dry out. Gulfstream, they've had the problem in their barn area for 30 years and never addressed it. And same thing with the parking lot, as I mentioned on yesterday's show. Ask Larry Colmus the next time you see him how his BMW did in the parking lot about 10 years ago. They had to total the car. The parking lot, they closed the casino for a couple of days this week because the parking lots are always impassable. But we're looking for winners. I'll tell you that certainly there's no turf. Tepeda wins today, 7 Tepedas, 3 dirts. I did the 3 dirts for my sheep. So we're stuck with a Tepeda that, believe it or not, it's going to have a little Southern California flair to it. Race 4, number 4, Silvretta will be ridden by the sizzling hot. That's right, sizzling hot, Drayden Van Dyke. And taking the call here for Joe Orsino, 8-5 on the morning line, looks like a single in any wagers you're making. The 1, Typee, the 6, Love Her Loss, and the 2, Mama Maria, round out the gimmicks. 4-1-6-2. How do you do, Mr. Woman, on Father's Day?
Doing well. Tell us about the website, Toby.
All golf stream, all the time. Occasional tidbits from out west.
Appreciate it. Thanks so much, Toby. Have a great day. Stay dry. We get back to Saratoga Springs right now. Say hello to Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. I know you're up against it, so let me do it.
Do it. Hit it.
First race at Santa Anita, 6 furlongs on the turf, Mike, and I love the number 2 horse in here, First Piece. 4-year-old called from the mark, Laplorn. This horse fires every time. He's cutting back. Last 2 times are coming down the hill. Now runs flat on at 6 furlongs. Should get first run in here, 7-2 on the morning line. Number 2, First Piece, wins today's opener out at San Anita.
And John, you know, we've noted several times Frankie Dettori has committed to Saratoga full-time this summer. I got a text day before yesterday from agent Brian Beach. Kazushi Kimura, he lured him to come down. He's going to ride full-time at Del Mar. That's great news for everybody. They're obviously looking for Breeders' Cup business. It's at Del Mar for the next 2 years. Hopefully it pays off for him because This kid is a mega talent. Of course, he was a Eclipse Award winning apprentice back in 2019, based at Woodbine. We've gotten a good look at Kimura now, the last two winters at Santa Anita. Good news, he'll be at Del Mar.
For him to give up Woodbine and go to Del Mar, that means something, Mike.
Yeah.
He's a mainstay there at Woodbine, and he's one of the best riders there, so he's coming back to California. He's no dummy. He knows what he's doing.
I think he's got some commitments. Let's talk about the website now. With Santa Anita closing today, let's talk about the upcoming week. JONHARDOON.com.
Well, we'll have Los Al starting next Saturday. We have every day at Naira when they run, and we do Gulfstream and Churchill as well.
Okay, really looking forward to that, John. Then let's knock wood that the weather and everything else holds for Saratoga coming up before we know it. July 14th, right?
July 11th.
11th, okay. John, thanks. Happy Father's Day again. Have a great day.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
You bet. Again, my thanks to Jake Rich inside here. Angels, Giants, the Halos got it done last night. I understand, Brandon, I still haven't seen a game. Brandon O'Hoppe had a two-run home run that I'm told he hit 10 miles to tie the game in the sixth inning. They win it, and they're back for more today. Game time 105 up there. Angels pregame starts at 12 noon right here on AM 830. Thanks to all my sponsors. Without y'all, we wouldn't be here. We'll talk to you next week. From Los Alamitos Racecourse, for everybody involved, I'm Mike Willman. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice-cold beer 7 days a week.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management. Angels baseball is less than 3 hours away here on Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Is SportsCenter.
I'm John Ryder. Final round of the U.S. Open in progress at Pinehurst. Bryson DeChambeau has the lead at 7-under after shooting a 3-under 67 in round 3. ESPN golf analyst Andy North on why DeChambeau has that lead.
It looks like he's been in complete control mentally and emotionally. Sometimes we see him get a little bit fired up out there. He's been fairly steady all week long.